There's a yellow one, and there's that there. Oh, you go ahead and answer it. You know more about color than I do.
Well, I'd call it a green.
No, it ain't green.
Oh, it is green.
Looks. No, you have
to. You want to just pass that one then?
Yeah.
Okay, how about that?
That there is a, could that be a lavender
mm-hmm.
color?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah. And how about that?
All right. That there is a light blue, I'd call it.
All right. Now, let's see.
Don't grade me too high.
Now, let's see. What time does that clock face say?
That clock says it's a quarter till 5 o'clock.
Okay. And what do you call that?
That's a workbench I use.
All right.
Around the place when I work.
And what do you call this one with the log in it?
That there is a let me see.
For sawing something.
Well, I know. We put our block in there. Wood. Let me see now. I've used them all there, know the name as good as I know anything. You put the stick in there,
yeah.
Take the book saw.
Yeah.
Okay. Wood. That ain't quite it though. Yeah. We'd have to.
Well, might you call it a buck or a horse or a jack or a rack or a trestle? Or?
Wood. Well, you see the function it performs.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just wondering what word you use.
What word I would apply to that.
Yeah, you call that a workbench.
That's a workbench there. We throw the lumber on the saw.
Well, would you call that a workbench or would it
Well, in a sense, that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yet, it's designated by us old fellas way back there as a saw rack,
I believe,
what we call it.
And what's that?
That there's the baby carriage, isn't it?
Okay. And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would what the baby?
Roll
it?
Roll the baby.
Okay. Yeah. And now, let's see. Suppose this is a field right here.
Uh-huh.
And now a person can either go all the way around it or he can go that way.
That way.
Now if he goes this way, you'd say he went what across the field?
Horizontally.
Okay. Would you have another older way of saying that?
Across. He went across the field.
All right. Now, let's see. In this diagram, this is where two roads cross.
Uh-huh.
And there's a house over here, and then a house over here. Now, you'd say one house is what from the other one?
One house just across the street or road from the other.
All right. Now, how about in this one? Same streets crossing.
Same streets.
And there's a house here, but this uh-huh. house is over here.
Uh-huh.
So you'd say one house is
on
what?
The left. All right. And
I mean, aren't you? It got no sense to anything.
Hmm, that's good.
I'll drink a whole lot of it.
Well, thank you.
We have smoke.
You'd say one house is what from the other one?
Across.
Okay.
Across the road to the left.
Okay. Would you ever use the word catty-cornered or kitty-cornered to mean houses that stand in that relationship?
Well, I've heard it used, but to tell you the truth, I never did.
But you wouldn't use it?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, now let me go back and pick up a couple of questions back here. Let's see. I asked you about a closet that's a big piece of furniture.
Uh-huh.
Might you call that a chiffonier or a clothes press?
Or a
wardrobe's what we timed them. I thought
okay.
I would ask, but we're on something
okay,
else.
Good.
A wardrobe, though.
Now,
you know, Uncle Ike's children got that wardrobe. Wish I could have got it, but Lord didn't have no way to get it.
That was what old piece of old-time furniture.
Uh-huh.
Some of them had glass doors, and some of just common